meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Randy Huber.
Juan.
Tony.
Gary.
Mark.
Julie.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I have an addition under the approval agenda. We have a invoice for shirts and whatnot. We'll put that under fire.
Did you say parks? What do you think we have parks and fire, Tony?
I'd need a motion to do that, please.
Need a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, open forum. All right, consent agenda. Unless there's anybody, I didn't really look at this. All right, consent agenda. I need a motion to accept it unless there's any discussion.
I have a couple things I have to answer on. Is this separate?
I think that comes later. That's 33.
Okay. I make a motion to accept it.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, then that brings us to new business. And we want to discuss a donation from the bar funds to the park funds.
If you go to page 8 in your packet, to the cash control statement, and it's about midway and under funds, liquor store has $166,000 in their checking.
Yeah,
what are their quarterly or monthly expenses?
Well, we dispersed, if you look at the same report, we started out with $150,000, we receded in $78,000, and we dispersed $62,000 for the month of October. It's coming into a slower time, too.
Sure.
With less purchasing, less labor.
I guess my, the questions are is what would we like to transfer mainly?
Well, the park fund right now has $17,000 in it, and we have a $173,000 bill yet on the splash pad. But I haven't done a draw from the DNR, okay? Which that would be, I think I have it at about $250,000 so far, and I don't know if they pay half of that $250,000 or they just match right away. That's a question I'm still working on. So I will get funds back before I have to pay this $173,000, but I'm feeling like when I do all my math, for sure it'd be nice at $40,000.
I guess the next question is how much should we leave in the bank account? We've got $166,000 there. I mean, if we took a minimum of $40,000, that still leaves a pretty good chunk of it, I think.
It does.
I don't think we need that much.
I mean, 80 to 100.
Going into what, a CD or something?
No, I think, I don't know. This is just me. I think you have to think about what you want with this money. No, I don't think you should invest it. I think it should go back into the city. You've already got two investments for the bar. The bar... it's supposed to be there to raise money for the city and for different needs.
Help us pay for parks and whatnot like that. I know that we've got some, there's above and beyond what we've done and what we owe on the park, there's other things that we need to do there, next summer. The pavilion should have a little bit of a paint job on the underside. I don't know, even siding on the gable ends, screen fence for those electric fixtures over on the far side, something for that filter that we're going to be, that we've got, and we should probably enclose it.
Oh, the swing set.
Yeah, the swing set. Oh, so
that's the number one on the park committee's list.
You know, so is 40 enough, I guess, is kind of where I'm going with this.
Probably not.
I want to do at least 60.
That's what I was thinking, 60. And that would still leave over $100,000 in their account, right, in the checkbook, not counting the CDs.
Right, right. So, I mean, I could see 60 easily.
If we move this now, it's still part of the profit for the bar because it's money that's in, that mm-hmm. it will not affect that. Okay, I just want to make sure they get credit for everything that they need to get credit for.
Is there any issues with our auditing by moving this money before or after the year?
I think it'd be cleaner to do it this year so I can then pay, you know, and then I want, my goal is to close this grant out before the end of the year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, great.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make a motion that we move $60,000 from the liquor store checkbook to the park fund.
I just a quick question with that. That's still leaving us $106,000 in the liquor store. Do we need to have that much in there?
How about if you would, let's have a second and then discussion.
I'll make a second on that.
Okay. Then I think you should circle back next month.
Oh, and maybe
once I get everything done.
All right. That sounds like
great. Then you'll have some bills in from the park mm-hmm. and where the grant is sitting.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, that sounds like great.
Then we'll close it before the end of the year. Then.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Then we go to the liquor store. Randy, you're up.
Just working through some numbers, we get we're roughly year to date about $42,000, which is down from last year, which is about $62,000. But there's some non-me in here as far as some other costs coming down the road, so we're at, I suppose, ahead from next year, ahead this year on that, but it does show that we end up in October of this year at a negative number, so we need to take a look at that. So, any questions on the P&L?
There's a cold on. Oh, I know something that popped in my head. The credit card fees. That seemed like they were up quite a bit versus.
Last year was zero, this year was $1,000.
Yeah,
it was
$1,000.
That has to do with the Toast thing, though, when they put the new POS system in. Something I didn't quite understand, but with the, they didn't put in the credit card fees in the new POS. So that's not in there yet. So before we were charging the people, if you use your debit card, credit card, you get charged.
Right, we charge for
it. Yeah, well, they're not doing that now. I noticed that right away in my bill and they brought it up, but it's because of Toast. She didn't program it. I'm not real sure.
You actually have to apply with the credit card processor for them then to alert all the credit card companies, is how I understand it. And there's a waiting period. So she applied 2 weeks ago, so I think it's December 1st, then we'll be able to charge that 2.5%.
So did this amount, well, yeah, that all occurred just in a month. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Credit card charges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thousands, I don't know what was that.
Yeah, $1,100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty good. So
but we typically get, you know, absorb that. You know, in our receipts, because
but
we're charging that 2.5, but we're not, we didn't.
Right.
But we were charging credit card fees up until we switched to tolls, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so that's, right there is kind of a hit on the bottom line of the...
It is, and no matter what, you're going to see that $1,100, I mean, you would still see that $1,100 charge, but in your receipts, you'd have an extra 2.5%. And it's only on credit cards, not debit.
Oh, not debit.
No, here, all this... Okay.
I didn't get charged my debit.
Me too. And that's how it was set up a number of years ago. And but I don't know if it's changed. I don't know. But that's the law, is it's just credit
cards. We haven't been collecting credit card fee, or the fee for the last year or so.
No. Diana started it.
Oh, did she really?
Oh, yeah. Yep,
well,
she did it for
a year or so.
Yep.
So where do we go from here? Just getting that set up.
It's done. Just the waiting process.
Okay. Further, look for approval to hire Leon.
Leonardis.
Leon.
I'll make a motion we hire Leonidas Anderson as a part-time cook at 14.50 an hour.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Taking what we don't have the well we're gonna take the matter as far as the hourly and the salary portion of that.
But you know, just a quick discussion on that anyway. I don't think it's really an option, is it?
We've done both ways over the years.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
Variance report.
So we're going to table that and.
Same with the variance report. We're still working on that, so. And then, Jesse, I don't know, the grant money for the impact, is that for the fire department?
No. That was what we applied for the bar, for the vent system.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, and it was denied.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got a question for us on this, so that was for the bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have put that on.
We can circle back to that possibly beyond next year, can't we?
Probably. Yeah, or if it's something you really want to see done, then we do it with our own funds. And the part of the reason was in our impact fund grant request last year, we had put in there $6,500 for a hood system and then found out it was going to be over $50,000 and then went back to Sourcewell and asked if we could use it for, I don't remember if it was paint or
something. Yeah.
And they had approved that. And then they said that's really more commercial profit for, you know, that it's really not something to support the community because it is a for-profit business. So we've gotten lots of funds from them, so I didn't shed a tear.
And I think if we consider that, I know we've really talked a lot about this.
Yeah.
But if we feel a need, we can circle back to it. And you know, that bid we had got was kind of pretty high, so you know, I think we could do a lot better on that deal. All right, that brings us to fire and rescue, I guess.
I think I'll turn it over to Jesse. I haven't had much of a chance to go through this. Statewide Volunteer Firefighter Plan. This is a resolution number 2025-01. It's a resolution opting to join the Statewide Volunteer Firefighter Plan. How does this benefit you guys?
We've been over a year now talking about switching over to this program. And we fought forever to get somebody to come talk to us, and finally we got a virtual interview. We got a lot of questions answered. And it takes a lot of, the treasurer's work right now. Like, there won't really be a treasurer compared to all the, you know, all the time that our treasurer is putting time in to manage all these accounts. We take all of our pension-related accounts, and they all get sent over to PARA, and then they just handle them all. They have pretty good percentage rates as far as what they're making and everything. And we just thought it was going to be a better deal all around for us and for the labor load on our treasurer. It takes a ton of that load off of that person, and the state has handled it. We approved it over there after we talked about it for a long time. But that was the direction we decided to go with all the pension plans and everything. So,
and if I may interject, one of the other things is it's going to save us, at least, I think, Clausen, we have a lot, we were with Clausen, had a lot of trouble, got with a different accountant, Hugh, had three really good years, walk in the park. He sold out to Clausen. So we're back with Clausen. And our rates for our, he was charging us about $3,000 a year to do our accounting. Our accounting went to
$6,500.
So that comes right out of our, that's one of the checks we can draw on for our, out of our pension account. And so that right off the bat, that's going to save us about, with my wages and Clausen, it'll save us $7,200 a year in our pension account.
Well, I mean, I'm familiar with PRA, so they're pretty good. I'll make the motion
that we
accept resolution number 2025-01, a resolution opting to join the statewide volunteer firefighter plan.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's actually page 37. That's their resolution that they passed.
Oh.
We want 2025-17, please. Basically the same thing.
Okay, everything I said, and just change 2025-17, please.
Got it.
I need a second, please.
I'll second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Can I have a little piece of that to me directly?
Well, you can sign back and still pass them.
I understand.
Okay.
This is a gray area. I wasn't sure if I could
vote. Yeah, I mean, it's going all you want.
Okay, the other one left down here is to update the Sourcewell Impact Fund grant. That's on 41 and 41.
We did get awarded the Impact grant from Sourcewell. Not our full grant we were going for, but a partial reward for three lockers down there. I believe three sets of full turnout gear. That's to be helmet, coat, boots, pants, and I think that was a little over $15,000, which we got awarded, and which was sweet. It was awesome.
You pretty much got everything you wanted. I mean, you kind of came to us with a wish list, and then you added to it, and it kind of went down, but you got the necessities, didn't you?
Yeah, they kind of stated that that was the necessities for the department. So that's what we went with. We had wildland gear on there too, or it's a dual purpose, wildland and extrication. And they didn't find that as a necessity, so they just did the turnout, the actual structural firefighting gear, and then the lockers for storing the gear too.
You know, I think I'd like a motion to accept that award money.
I'm fine
with that. I'll make a motion that we accept the impact funds from Sourcewell.
Paper.
Sourcewell to the fire department.
Yeah.
We have and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
I think then we had four medical calls last month. I got to start getting some things ordered because we had a $2,000 grant for backpacks. And we got another $4,000 grant for four sets of wildland gear from CompGear. So, and I believe the process is I order them, keep the receipts, and I give them to you, and then they
already gave me the money.
Reimbursed and everything.
They already sent the $4,000.
Okay, perfect.
It's in your account. Yep. With that, though, then we'd need a motion of approval for the Aspen Mills invoice.
Oh yeah, that's for
Is that for uniforms?
Uniforms for the members that don't have them. Or uniforms and coats are on there too, aren't they? Yeah, we ordered uniforms and coats.
Jackets, yeah.
Patches or patches earlier.
There's some, it says patch, please.
No, patches, belts, ties.
That should be all of it. Someone is going down there to pick them up, so as far as a shipping or freight cost, there shouldn't be any on there because we're picking them up directly.
Yeah, and she took the sales tax off for me.
Which is good. Yeah. It's a good catch.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, it's a player department, right? You're doing it for.
Okay, you made a motion.
Oh, I didn't make a motion on this one. I said McCann would make a motion to pay the invoice 36-4204 to Ashton Mills on behalf of the fire department for uniforms. It says uniforms. Sorry.
Motion. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, then we move on, unless you've done the thing.
Unless Jesse has something else or anything else you'd like to say?
I don't think I have anything else.
All right, then I move on to me with planning and zoning. Staff report really isn't much to talk about. They gave a variance to the Hogan property after they redrew their plans to make them much more appropriate to their lot. And they approved a solar system, and that was about it.
How much is, I had a question, how much is a permit for the city Birkenhoff is applied for a solar panel? What do we charge them for a permit for that?
I believe it's $450 for conditional use, or just for the permit.
For a permit for him to put it.
I'd have to look how much, if they've applied. Because I think a variance or a conditional use permit is $450, and then I don't know how Bethany calculated the solar. I suppose it's off of square footage.
Yeah.
So it's based off of our fee schedule.
Yeah, they had I can't remember it. They had a diagram of the array and all of that.
I can answer that, though, if they pulled a permit.
8 inches wide by, I can't remember how long, right off the top of my head, no. Hmm. And that is a ground array, not a roof array, you know.
Is a roof, do we charge for a different amount?
I don't think we charge any differently, but I don't know. I'm kind of feeling that maybe, and the zoning department has talked about it, maybe roof stuff, why do we even need to run it through our...
Yeah.
You know, but on the ground, we do need to, you know.
And I don't know if there's anything in our ordinance. And I don't mind people having just a little bit, but I just hate to see like Ron's field or Steve's fields down there become like it is down there in
an entire
Clear Lake. You drive through that, used to be all cornfields and potato fields, and now it's none of the solar panels as far as you can see.
I've seen other places like that too, yeah.
You know, maybe that would be a good thing to talk to Bethany about and see if she can write an ordinance for us on that.
I had thought that the commission had spoke about it. Bethany had said that I think, wasn't there discussion that we didn't want to require a conditional use permit anymore?
Right.
Just an over-the-counter permit.
On a roof, yeah. And that, I think that's, I'd like to see that, but Mark brought something up really good. That
yeah.
As far as somebody turning a field or clearing the woods and becoming a solar field, like you see down there in Clear Lake, and I don't think it would happen around here, but I just hate to see it happen.
Well, I kind of wonder if that one by Clear Lake is owned by the power company, or if it's private. Because Crow Wing wouldn't let a private do that, because remember, we had a hard time getting beyond a 40 kilowatt on this. That's all they allow per.
I wonder if that's all they can take back. And I imagine it's probably justified by that also, because there is so much power structure with... Sherco right there.
Right.
The nuclear plant being there.
Right. But that is a good thing that maybe we should set an ordinance to control that before it happens, you know. So it couldn't. become a whole field of, you know, we just about got a cell phone tower in the field across the street there too, and we really didn't want that, so maybe it would be, I mean, we'll talk to Bethany about that, that'd be a great
idea. Does anybody like to see that yet?
I haven't been out there.
No, to see where you can see it from. You can see it from the Mitchell Lake access, I know, and I can see it from the end of West Fox Lake Road. See it actually best there.
Is it up and running? Do you know?
No, not plugged in yet.
I've been asked by a few people, no.
It's up, but it's not, there's nothing on it. It's just there.
You talked to anybody up there or no?
Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
Oh, all
right. Other subjects.
All right, well, then we go to road construction and maintenance, Mark.
Yeah, well, no Chester tonight, but seasonal workout position. Job description there. How are we doing with, have you started working on the checklist that Ann handed out?
This is from him.
Oh, this is from you?
Yep, this is from Rick.
He came with his own handouts.
Yeah. The reason the job description is in here is because we had a conversation with Chester and what is in the part-time maintenance worker job description. And it does say, yes. So with that, then I said, okay, has anybody talked to Vuk?
And I never did today. I completely slipped my mind.
You have it, and being altogether did.
I did.
Oh,
and
you
so
did.
I did. So we had talked a few weeks ago, and I said, you know, if it comes to we need you to snowplow, will you do it? He said, yes, I will. Okay, so then I circled back because Chester wasn't kind of feeling the same thing. So I circled back today, and I said, okay, so you were hired, you know, for this position. You carry this. You know, if we need you to snowplow this winter, will you do it? And he said, yes, I've said that before, and I've done it before, but I'm nervous about the brakes in the front of the dump truck. He said, they lock up and you slide. He'll do it, but he wants Chester to drive the truck for the first snow and see what happens to him. Because he said it did happen to Chad a few times, and he ended up in the ditch. So with that, then, I said, okay, but if, you know, you drive the red truck, you do all the plowing with the red truck. If something were to happen and we don't have someone with, you know, will you do it? He said, yes, I will. Absolutely. So.
But if we have somebody who isn't licensed to drive that type of vehicle.
He is.
We'll go to the class B.
Yes.
We got it. Okay.
Yep.
I was just worried about insurance if you didn't
call. Right. Yeah.
Lori?
Did you ever check to see with the state of Minnesota where they said if you're a city under 500 people and you have an emergency snow situation, anybody can drive?
No, I did not. No.
How does that work like when I got on the plow?
What kind of license?
Well, you have the license.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Pretty much says it all.
I didn't know, but I'm not in my. And I guess I'm an employee.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're.
I get W-2.
Yeah, so you're. You know, with all of that being said, I don't know anything about the.
I don't
license.
I know, so why are we.
We've always been under. I've been under the entire impression that Hope won't drive. And now
I was told that by somebody.
I heard that a year ago.
He doesn't like to drive.
Yeah, but
of course, who does?
Well, yeah. You know, and with the front brakes locking up, I know Chester just brought it through the.
But Vuk said they didn't check the brakes.
They didn't.
So I'm just communicating. I don't know. I wish Chester was here, but.
Question for Chester too.
Well, that's the way it works when you use your pedal brake. It locks up your fronts. He does have the option, and it's hard. It's a hard habit. Rick's driven, anybody's driven a commercial vehicle, you've got the Johnson bar that you can use, which is rear brakes. And until somebody really understands how to use a truck and has a lot of time there,
Also, when you have the pedal, you don't have rear brakes. I never know that.
Me neither.
Well, you do, but you don't. We generally have front brakes.
Right.
It goes, and just like in your truck. Your truck goes fronts and then rears.
Right,
the computer
right.
tells it how to do that. And that's what, there is that situation, and Voop brought it up to hand, and I know right where it happens is when you're coming down Wire Lake and you got to do this, and you're on that downhill slide.
It wants to drag you off.
Right.
And you've got your plow in such a position, it wants to push you off.
So it's driving a plow truck, that big orange one, is not an easy, you got to have all your wits about you and know where every lever is if you're moving any kind of speed.
And I asked him if he was intimidated by the levers and all that. He said no. That's just common sense.
Well, and maybe we should have Vuk or just ride with Vuk a little bit in the red.
Well, he drove it back.
Yeah, but I mean, under an actual snow.
Mm-hmm. There you
time,
go.
You know, I think maybe that would be. A... So with all this being said, right, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I'll tell you this, that. On there it shows a deadline of November 15th to sign up to get it at $2,800. Otherwise, it's $3,000. I called and talked to the gal today. If you pay cash, it's $2,800. So if you guys want to hold on this and just put him on pause, we can always then pay cash, the city reimburse, if it need be that he goes. So it's not a loss of this deal.
Okay.
Right.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I'd go get it, right? Just to have it.
For himself? For himself?
As much as anything else. If I
well, I know, but it is a hassle. He's got to go down to Dassel. He's got to go one Monday, then he's got to go the next Monday, and then he's got the other 2 days that you fit in throughout the week on a Thursday or Friday and when he's not working his other job. So it's not like it's just, if he was in town, I think it'd be a no-brainer. But
going all the way to Dassel.
Yeah. You gotta be there by 9 and then the class is till 3 and then drive back and do it again the next Monday. So,
well,
but yes, if you guys want him to have it,
I think pause it.
Yeah.
Okay. But I would check on that thing with the
school. I will.
Because then if you need him, he can still help.
Yeah.
You
know? And he's already an employee. So. Yeah. Okay.
And he
I
has
will.
His medical thing already.
DOT.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
For an internship. Do we really need an intern?
I don't think it'd be a bad thing. We could set an intern on mower.
It's free money.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can put it, we're going to have a lot more in with the parks.
Yeah, that kid would come here
stuff.
And blow a park first thing in the morning and do all of that. Yeah, I don't think it'd be a bad thing. And I like the program anyhow, personally. I think it's a good program to get a kid in and work.
And it starts in the beginning of May and then not over till the end of September, so that's quite a 5 months there.
Yeah, I think
if he is in school, you can be lucky to get him at the end of the thing. Generally, everything goes back by Labor Day. But that does take care of the bulk of the mowing and the
right. That, I think a kid could really do well here.
So that was an FYI that we were awarded that. So when it comes closer, I think
then we need a motion on that also, or no,
nope.
That's okay, never mind. I've already skipped ahead and I'm looking at
the we can go on, that's all. Also, we need to pass.
We do need a motion on that.
Yeah, on the resolution.
Yeah, the resolution to pass that, I'd like to make a motion to pass resolution 2025-18.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Anything else, Mark?
Cool.
Then we'll move on to parks as well.
That was parks.
That was parks.
That was a DNR
grant. I have a question for Ann. Ann, how much is on that truck? for $1,500, does he need okay if we do outsource the axles and CV joints on that white, on the red one ton? His limits were 500 and mine's 1,000.
No, and he can go up to 1,000, can he? Yeah.
But if it's 1,500.
Then he'd need, see, I don't have my computer. It's the purchasing policy, I believe, is over 1,000. You should try to get a couple bids, and I believe it is council approval. But you need the bids.
So
you should.
Well, he's got bids,
or
we're okay for the spending on it. We don't need.
Well, and it's, well, if it's chopped up, you know.
I'd like to get this done sooner than later on our actual CD jobs.
Yeah, he didn't think it would go over the spending limit.
Okay.
So, because I had asked him if he wanted it on the agenda, he said no.
Sorry.
No, that's good. Okay, then we come down to purchasing and personnel, that's me. Before we get to page 53, I have a question about this quit claim deed.
Yep, that's part of the resolution for the DNR.
Oh, all right.
Yep. So then what will happen is, Gary, you'll sign the quit claim deed and I will, and then it's a formality, part of the grant that this was done for the,
All right. Then we go to the share and care request. I believe this is Emily Food Shelf asking for a donation.
If you want, I didn't look up if and what you donated in the past. I could go do it quick.
This isn't the food shelf, though. This is Karen Shepherd.
This is Karen Shepherd.
Right.
This is the Westland Church.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They've been doing this for a long time.
Do we usually donate?
I thought so, but if you want me to look quick.
I know the fire department has quite a bit in the past, but with the tight fund, I don't think we did. Because it came to us last.
Things are kind of tough for a lot of people and stuff, and I would be willing to
make
some information. I mean, it's just our people, they don't screen the people about where you come from or whatever.
No, I see.
It's a social gathering as much as anything else, but it's a good social.
It's good for people to eat with other people.
Average age is older than me, so they need socialization.
I was just wondering what we've given in the past.
Yep.
Yeah,
in 2023, you gave $250.
I make a motion we donate $500 to the Community Care and Share Cafe.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Mark. That was, took the thought right out of my head.
Good. We're here for.
All right. Then we have we need a motion to close the city offices for Thanksgiving on November 27th and 28th. I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Then we also need a motion to close the offices on the 25th, December 25th and 26th for Christmas. I'll make that motion also.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Last one, we're going to put that off to another.
Well, I think we're not going to put that off. I mean, maybe if you could help guide me on that last.
We need to close.
No.
No?
Mm-mm. What the city attorney advised was that you continue the closed session to a special meeting. Pending that, you can take action tonight if you care to.
So do we want to close the meeting? No. Mm-hmm. No. Leave it open.
Mm-hmm. With the
closed session though, it says closed.
No,
session.
We're moving that to a special meeting.
Okay.
When Emily can be here.
So we're not gonna talk about this tonight?
No, but you can take action if you choose to suspend her.
So to do suspension without pay until
I think it's got to be with pay.
It was advised with pay.
It was advised, but with some of the violations in the last.
We can't
talk about that. So if we suspend her with pay now, today, tonight, mm-hmm. when are we going to meet again?
I would like to get it done. We would want a special meeting as soon as possible. And, you know, as I've stated already, I've got some things later in the week that it's going to make it very difficult for me to attend this week, but I definitely could. We could have a special meeting next week.
It's honestly no different than we did in January and in March with two other people.
So it'd be, you know, paid suspension for
this week. Yeah,
my wife's got surgery.
Okay.
I'm
out of town until I can be back afternoon Tuesday, maybe.
Next week?
Yeah, Wednesday would be better for me. I can't remember to rush back, but.
Well, yeah, my deal is we got to give that 3 days' notice. My wife's having surgery on Thursday. I don't know if she'll keep her till Friday. So
this week or next week?
This week.
Yeah, I'm not talking next week. I'm talking next week. I'm not available until probably Wednesday.
See, and that's when I am available on Monday, but.
So what is your Wednesday looking like?
I'd be good for that. I was hoping to.
We can do a daytime hours, I believe. Juan, you good with daytime?
Juan's real good, I'm sure, with daytime.
I can't make it work.
It's a deal where I don't want to kick this can for very long. No. I'd really like to get this taken care of.
Never going to pay for not working.
What time are you talking about? Because I didn't have another job that I'm going to start 10 to afternoon. So I need to be before 9 o'clock.
How about 9 o'clock next Wednesday?
That's all right.
A week from, you might get a calendar. Ooh, shoot, that's cheap. Okay, I can still do 9 o'clock Wednesday morning.
The 19th.
What?
The 19th.
The 19th,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm good that day.
So you're gone, Mark, you're saying? When do you leave?
I'm leaving this Wednesday. I'll be back on the following Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm just advising you. That's all.
Yep.
Well, I mean, I guess we haven't even decided which way we're, you know, you said we have a few things we can do here. So, I mean.
And I'm not saying you can't close the meeting. You can right now.
You know, does Wednesday work for everyone?
I need to work at 10, so if you're going to take more than an hour of the meeting, I'm not going to be able to be here.
Or you wouldn't be able to be here?
No, because I have another job and I can miss.
Well, so what works for you?
Huh?
What?
Need to be before 10 o'clock in the morning. Anything.
Before 10 o'clock in the morning.
8:30?
Can we do an 8:30 on Wednesday?
9:30, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, I don't care. But I cannot stay here longer than 9:30.
What's up to the retirees? How early are you retired going to go?
Yeah.
This time change got me all screwed up. It's 5 o'clock. I mean, it's 5 o'clock if you want.
Yeah. Me too. 8:30?
You know, it's really crazy. My phone already had all that information. Tell me they're not listening to us. Mm-hmm. I just have tap a few buttons for 9 o'clock. Now I'm going to push it 8:30.
On the 19th.
I would like to close the meeting, and I'd like to tie so we're all on the same page. So we all.
That's what I was gonna say too. Because if we have a discussion today, the next meeting we're gonna have is gonna be something that make a decision. Boom, probably keep, because if you're gonna take 2 hours to try to figure out what we're gonna do next time, I mean, there's a. That's what I think. You know what I mean?
Is that a motion?
Maybe
Make a motion to close the meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.